is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto only struggles that we'll never complain about once the pandemic is over. And you definitely complained about these before.
Oh, 1,000%.
Now, there are six of them that NAR City listed, but I thought we could add to the list.
Okay.
So 999 or 416-872-9999. We're opening this up to the GTA. Jax, I feel like you can relate to this one the most. Summer rush hour on the 501 streetcar.
It is so packed. It is so packed. But I just want to be pressed against people's bodies again, though.
Yeah. Sweaty, smelly bodies. You know, the end of the day,
you know,
smell.
Yeah. Come closer, stranger. Come closer. Yeah.
Getting stuck in a bar crowd on a Friday night.
Ooh, something about walking down King Street West when there's a crowd of people.
There's several people with pizza. And then there's at least two couples fighting.
Yeah, and at least four people who have lost their phone.
Right. Yes!
I can't find my phone!
The exhausting exit after a concert or game at Scotiabank Arena.
Yeah.
Because of all the construction on Union Station.
I can never find my way out.
Yeah, you don't know where the heck you're going. Are they ever going to finish Union Station, or is it just perpetually under construction?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm just checking. Just checking. The Uber struggle at the end of the night. Same thing. How far am I going to have to walk before I can get an Uber, and it's usually after Scotiabank Arena.
Home. You'll make it home before you'll get an Uber.
You know, I don't miss those surge pricing after events.
Oh, true.
Or when it's raining after events, you get a double. Trying to get anywhere on festival weekend.
Yeah, good luck.
Now, the weird thing about like Toronto festivals too is you can't just walk up and buy a drink.
Yeah.
You have to buy the drink ticket, which you also line up for, and then you buy the drink for some reason.
Like the pack?
Drink pack?
Yeah.
It's weird. And then lastly, sitting in the nosebleeds at Rogers Center because that's all I could get. Now, I kind of like sitting up there because you can have a lot more fun.
You're also by like the $5 beer and hot dog section.
Oh. There it is. See?
Okay, eternal optimist.
There he goes. So what are you adding to the list?
I have a weird one.
Okay.
And just bear with me. I miss not being able to find anywhere to park. Because it feels like over the last year, you park wherever you want.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about the city, that's not the real city.
Yeah. Right.
And I feel like it's setting a dangerous precedent, and I miss that.
You're going to get too comfortable?
Yeah, and I'm going to feel like I can drive places after this is over.
Yes.
You can't drive anywhere here.
Jax?
Mine goes back to the TTC. I want to be annoyed at strangers on the subway. Mm. You know what I mean? I want people in my personal space, because before the pandemic, you were like, I swear to God, get away from me. And now I'm like, come closer. I miss you.
Triple nine, double nine. Give us yours. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Things you will never complain about that are Toronto-type struggles. Talking about, like, leaving Scotiabank Arena after a game or after a concert and you don't know where the hell to go.
It's a mess.
Trying to find an Uber after a big event. Trying to move anywhere on festival weekends.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? I'm not going to complain when they shut down the Gardner for all the charity events that they do, like the bike and charity. Like,
oh, the big runs and stuff,
like,
too.
Down the Gardner? We can't get around here. Yeah. But then you're like, I will never complain about this again. I will go. You know what? And I will cycle in them.
You know
Something
what?
To
we're going
to
do a marathon after this, boys. Let's
Why
go.
Not?
I thought of one that deserves an apology because I have been vicious about this event in the past.
All right.
The Christmas market.
Oh, because I thought you were going to say Nuit Blanche.
Oh, no. I'm glad.
No,
stop.
Because I used to live in Distillery and parking was always a nightmare.
Oh, for like a month.
Yeah, you're always like, I hate Santa. You always get so mad.
That does sound a lot like me. You're right. Yeah. If I close my eyes, it sounds just like my voice.
What are the texts saying?
From the 905. This one from Caitlin. Strange men hitting on me at the bar. I never thought I'd say I missed the attention.
Okay, that doesn't need to come back. That doesn't need to come back for everyone's safety.
I like that one.
From the 416. Black Friday shopping at Vaughn Mills. How about just shopping at any mall?
Yeah, but Black Friday at Vaughn Mills, you gotta be some kind of brave.
Yeah.
You need survival gear.
Yeah.
Last one here from the 905. I miss the lineup outside of clubs and that feeling whenever the bouncer moves that sweet velvet rope.
It's coming back, guys. It's coming back.
I'm going to miss paying off bouncers to skip the line.
You did that?
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Did that work?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Have you never tried that, TJ?
No. Really?
No.
I just can't picture you do it, you sneaky snake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. No, I'm.
How much does that cost?
It could be anywhere from like 20 to too much.
Yeah.
Depends on how desperate you are.
My bottle service to get in quicker. Yeah. There's many ways to get into clubs quicker.
I'll tell you, when it's just me, the price goes up.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is going to have a sweltering and stormy summer, according to the Farmer's Almanac, or as I like to call them, the Wizards of Weather. Peter Geiger from the Almanac says it's going to be an ice cream melting, thunder filled summer. According to the forecast, Ontario's summer heat will also arrive later than normal, and this year's peak temperature could come in late August into early September. And the forecast shows stretches of pleasant weather where there will be plenty of sunshine to enjoy. Adam Wild, how do you feel about the Almanac?
Just a bunch of people making it up.
No, don't do this. You all, the Almanac said we were going to have a nice winter, and did we not have a nice winter, gentlemen? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Right on. Hey, The Rock responded to that presidential poll from last week and says he's down to be president. Last week, a poll showed that 46% of Americans would like Dwayne The Rock Johnson to be president. And it looks like he's not only flattered, but he's interested. He posted on Instagram on Sunday saying, "Humbling. I don't think our founding fathers ever envisioned a 6'4", bald, tattooed, half black, half Samoan, tequila drinking, pickup truck driving, fanny pack wearing guy joining their club. But if it ever happens, it'd be my honor to serve you, the people."
He's so strong.
Here it goes.
Yeah. It's happening, isn't it?
It's going to happen, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Producer Jesse feels it, too. It's happening. It's happening.
In my bones. Doctor on TikTok says that having sex can stop you from getting sick, kind of. She says that it can help improve your immune system by as much as 30% and says that more doctors should be recommending it.
Okay.
It explains why I got sick so often in high school. Because, yeah, that's what's trending on TJ. Gonna explain
that's
it.
The joke.
Yeah, that's it.
all right yeah, maybe we'll workshop
what
that.
Yeah. What a cool guy, huh? Yeah. You want me to try again?
All right. Yes. So here's the deal. TJ had no interest from women in high school is what he was trying to say.
Yes.
Also,
not
just want to throw this at you. In 7 minutes we've got another keyword so you can win $100,000. 99.9 Virgin Radio. In the meantime, it's Dua Lipa.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
One in three people like watching TV with this on.
Clothes.
Actually, I would hope it would be more than that.
Yeah.
Be a lot of naked watching.
You never know.
It's actually with the subtitles.
I'm among them. The naked people watching TV. I mean,
yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, so you're among the subtitles. So it's
yeah,
one absolutely. In three people will watch TV with the subtitles on all the time. Not just like a little bit.
All the time, TJ?
Yeah, all the time.
Now, why?
It's a stupid reason, but it holds up in court.
Okay.
I like to eat Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips. And if there's one thing you know, if you like Miss Vicky's, there's a definitive crunch that comes with them. And
right.
The crunch is so loud, I can't hear the TV. So a little while ago, I decided to start watching with subtitles on, and it has completely changed my life. And now, my world is open to all crunchy foods while I'm watching television. Also, there are certain shows that you just need subtitles for. Like, anyone who watches Peaky Blinders without the subtitles on,
I like the challenge. I'm like, I'm gonna learn the damn dialect. I'm gonna catch what they're saying.
You just have to listen carefully.
Yeah, no, I want to eat. I want to eat. I don't want to try and decipher what Cillian Murphy's saying.
I've dated people that have subtitles on always, and it really, really annoys me. I'll have them on once in a while, but people who always have them on, like, what are you doing?
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like a foreign language film, I see it as my duty. I'm like, no, I will understand this dialect of English. I am going to do this.
Sounds like you guys are putting a lot of pressure on yourselves, and you don't need to.
Now, so for the hockey game tonight, you'll have the subtitles on.
Yes.
For really?
The most, yeah. I mean, not for intermission, but during the game.
Not for intermission.
Stop eating chips.
No. I need to know what's happening.
So hold on. 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. I want to hear from you of your team subtitles.
No.
Did it really change your viewing experience? Is it like, it's like a nice comfy blanket now?
That's exactly what it's like.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who knew there's an entire community of people that watch subtitles with their TV full time.
Subtitle City.
And we're not talking like where, you know, the accents are a little bit harsh. Like some people said, you know, Game of Thrones, it was difficult for them to understand like some like thicker Scottish accents or Peaky Blinders. But honestly, unless it's a foreign language film, do you need them on
You're
all the time?
You're watching
TJ,
The Office.
All right. Now, TJ, why do you need them all the time?
Number one, and it's a dumb reason, but it's the truth, is snacking. I eat a lot of crunchy foods, and I'm tired of missing out on dialogue because I can't stop shoving chips into my stupid face. So that helps. And number two, sometimes you really mishear what people say, and it can really ruin the show. So it allows you to read, and as long as you have good reading comprehension, you can continue to follow along with what's happening in the show.
What are the text messages saying?
They are aggressively on my side.
Okay.
For the 905, I am with TJ on this one. The chips and TV are necessary, so subtitles have to be required, especially when you are watching Money Heist and they have masks on, and you cannot read their lips and don't want to miss on some very important information.
Okay.
Now, having said that, there are people who are very against it. From the 705, who uses subtitles? It distracts you from actually watching the show. And hey, if I wanted to read, I'd get a book.
Whoa. It's true, though, because you lean on subtitles.
Listen,
right?
I can't help that I'm cultured and I can read watch at the same time.
Hey, Jennifer, your team subtitles, right?
Yes, always.
Yes,
why?
My people.
Because, I'll tell you why, okay? I like to snack, but also my fiance likes to talk through everything that we watch.
Yes.
And sometimes I just ignore him and I can still watch TV because I know what's going on.
There are people that will just blurt out in the middle of a scene and I'm like, yo, what are you, Jax, what, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I like to talk during things. And I always have questions.
Do you pause it or do you just keep talking over it?
I don't pause it, but sometimes my girlfriend does.
Yeah.
You know what's the problem is there's a wave with conversations, right? You know when a lull is coming,
right?
And I find that TV show talkers wait till the wave is passed and someone's about to start talking and they're like, now I'm going to talk about that thing I saw
there
on Instagram.
There can be no silence here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. I mean, are you finding that it helps or better for you to tell him not to talk?
Well, if I tell him not to talk, he gets all mad. The TV, he gets mad too.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Travel publisher Lonely Planet has released its list of the top 10 beaches in the country, and Wasaga Beach has been crowned the best in the country for swimming.
Wow.
It's also what I learned today, the longest freshwater beach in the world.
What?
14-kilometer stretch of paradise that hugs the warm, shallow waters of Georgian Bay. It's also the number one place in Ontario when you turn 19, want to get drunk on the beach.
Yes. Now, they did ask last year that everyone stay the hell out, and I bet that's what's going to happen this year, too.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah. For sure.
Definitely help with that. A new survey came out on passwords, and we're all really, really bad with them. The average person forgets their password 10 times a month, and over half of us have to reset our passwords at least 5 times a month. Wasting close to a full hour on it. Now, when I was reading this, I couldn't help but think of one Jax Irwin, who has had her noted troubles with passwords.
I tried to call them.
Do you have a Facebook? No, you can't get into your Facebook
account.
No,
I'm in now, thank you very much, but it took about 3 months to get back in the system.
Well done.
Thank you.
7 in 10 people say they have so many passwords, there's no way they could possibly remember them all. 60% admit they get lazy and use the same password a lot, on average using it for 6 different logins. And even though we do use a new password, 2/3 of us say that ones are very similar to the password that we already have in use. So you just throw a 1 on the end of it, and we're all going to get hacked one day. Godzilla vs. King Kong is set to become the highest grossing film of the pandemic. According to the Film Industry Magazine, the movie could have surpassed $57.9 million in sales as early as last week. The numbers haven't come in from the weekend yet, but that's the largest since March of 2020. The movie is basically what happens when you shotgun 6 Red Bulls and then try and write a screenplay.
Isn't that like the first, because a lot of theaters are now opening, especially in the States. This is the first movie that's really come out that people can go see, though, correct?
Like I think so.
Yeah, that's why it's probably the highest
the
grossing.
The movie theater in my neighborhood still has the Mulan poster from last March. And due to come out March 15th.
Oh, damn.
Which is the day, right?
I said this before, but the last movie I watched in theaters was the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to go out.
How is Jim Carrey in that?
Jim Carrey is fantastic in a brutal movie.
Okay.
That's how he is.
Okay, all right. Fair.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We got another keyword for you to destroy your debt with $100,000 at 9 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Tape this shut and you'll sleep better. Your mouth.
What?
Tape your mouth shut, you'll sleep better.
That doesn't sound
safe. I don't
trust
that.
Well, according to a TikTok doctor, a trusted name in doctors, he's racked up 2.7 million views and 130,000 likes on this. And he said basically that you use medical tape and you basically tape your mouth shut. Now, a lot of people are like, wait a second, my nose is already clogged. I don't want to have some breathing problems. But he's like, yeah, no, that's fine. Just put a little in the middle.
Yeah.
So you're not restricting airflow, but the idea is to train your jaw to stay closed at night, because apparently it's good for snoring and drying, you know,
dry mouth.
You wake up with your dry mouth and bad breath and everything, and apparently it's very good for you to keep your mouth shut.
Is the juice worth the squeeze there?
I don't know.
Is putting tape on your mouth really the answer?
I don't know, but well, I mean, it obviously it works for him. I doubt very, very many people are actually going to do this. But I do have a question about your odd, like, sleeping routine, the thing that actually gets you to sleep. Because a lot of people are very particular about their, like, nighttime regime. It's got to be this and that, and then I can sleep. If it's not, I can't sleep.
When my girlfriend and I first got together, I learned that she's a sleep with a fan on type of gal.
Oh. Yeah.
And I never gave it a second thought, but now I can't sleep without the fan on.
Yeah. White noise, man.
Yeah.
Need that white noise. Helps. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to listen to the sounds of the ocean, but I always had to pee in the middle of the night. And I figured that was
true,
related.
True, true.
I know people that sleep with socks on. They say it's like they swear by it. They're like, it's the greatest.
Apparently,
Jax, you sleep with socks
on? No, I've told you before. If you sleep with socks on, it'll trap the bad dreams in your body. You can't do that.
They actually recommend it because for some reason it helps regulate the heat in your body and it keeps your body temperature lower, because they say that the best temperature to sleep in is 18 degrees. That's like around you, and your body also has to be cold and helps you sleep out.
I don't believe that.
There you go.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
Don't believe science?
No? Well, okay, all right. So, I this is embarrassing. So, there's a girl that I used to date, and basically, the first time I slept over, I thought this was just something that she sort of picked. But every time she went to sleep, it wasn't just the first time, she had to put on Tarzan, the Disney's
what?
Tarzan.
What?
And
like the Phil Collins?
The Phil Collins Tarzan. And it would be that opening number, like, you'll be in my heart every night. That we went to sleep every night. And she played it off of VHS, so she had to rewind it first.
Can I just say that is a red flag?
Wasn't it
right there?
Did she talk to someone about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she should. It was crazy, but it was that one movie. Otherwise, she could not sleep.
And
So that is singed into my memory, that opening song.
Yeah, I'd say so.
My goodness. Anyway, hit us up. 999 416-872-9999. Your weird, gotta fall asleep routine.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're gonna love this one. Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Now, Genevieve has told us that she can only go to sleep to a very specific documentary.
It's really bad, but I have to listen to murder documentaries.
Does this not affect your dreams?
Actually, you know what? This is going to make it sound even more crazy, is I find that it helps me from not having reoccurring nightmares.
Oh.
Ted Bundy's always made me feel safe, too. Thanks for your call. Hey, TJ, what did the text say?
From the 613, I have been cuddling a teddy bear in order to fall asleep, and I am 25 years old.
Hey, you gotta do what you have to do.
I'm a little envious of this person from the 289. I just breathe deep and I'm asleep in a minute or two. I'm actually kind of similar to that. My
are
girlfriend
you?
Says I just, I lights out.
I hit the pillow for sure and I'm done. No, are you like a process, Jax?
I have a whole thing. I get into bed and I have to have like my pillows a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then I have to talk to my Alexa and ask my horoscope for the next day.
Legit. What?
Yeah, I ask my horoscope and then I ask for the weather the next day. And
horoscope
I have to
before weather.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you got it. It's priorities, man. Like she does the weather for a living here.
Yeah, exactly. Hey! And then I make sure that my fan is set on 2, not 3, not 1. It has to be on the setting of 2. And then I ask Alexa again if she could do me a favor, and that's to play my thunder sounds.
Thunder sounds?
I like the sound of rain. Yeah.
Okay, thunder, so is it just rain and thunder, or is it like what?
It's a storm. It's a storm. I like a storm. And sometimes I get crazy and I go with waves because it reminds me of the sea. It reminds me of home.
Because in case you don't know, Jax grew up in the lighthouse. That's where
she's born. No, I'm from Halifax. It reminds me of home.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Lonely Planet has released its list of the top 10 beaches in the country, and Wasaga Beach have been crowned the best beach in the country for swimming.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Also the best beach for when you're 19 and you want to cause a ruckus. I also learned today it's the longest freshwater beach in the world at 14 kilometers.
Ooh. Like, what?
Not too
I
bad.
I have no
it's
idea.
Not bad at all. It's crazy.
The Rock has responded to the presidential poll from last week and says he's down. In case you forgot, last week a poll showed that 46% of Americans would like Dwayne The Rock Johnson to be president. And it looks like he's not only flattered, but he's interested. He posted on Instagram yesterday saying, humbling. I don't think our founding fathers ever envisioned a 6'4", bald, tattooed, half-black, half-Samoan, tequila-drinking, pickup truck-driving, fanny pack-wearing guy joining their club. But if it ever happens, it'd be my honor to serve you, the people.
No.
Guys, The Rock is going to be president.
I don't want this to happen.
It's going to happen.
Don't do this to him.
Ontario is going to have a sweltering and stormy summer. This according to the Farmer's Almanac. Peter Geiger from the Almanac says it's going to be an ice cream melting thunder filled summer. They're saying that the real intense heat could happen like later August, early September, but we're going to see some really nice weather and plenty of sunshine to enjoy.
Beautiful.
Now, on this show, there are two believers in the almanac. There is someone who believes very desperately in it, and Jackson.
I just don't understand why, if you don't believe in it, you bring it into trending, okay? It must be somewhat reputable, okay?
I just like getting Adam Wilde's reaction.
I'm not a fan of people that just make stuff up.
It's not made up! It's real. It's real. How the farmers know what's going to happen with their crops.
Why can't our horoscopes just know?
I swear to God,
you know,
boys.
Man, the weather is such a Scorpio. It's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And don't forget, this is the last week for Destroy Your Debt. The draw's on Friday. So you want to get in on that, don't you? Another keyword, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Trivia. Every morning with producer Jesse just after 10 a.m. And you can win a Google Smart Home Mini. All you have to do is choose who among us, Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax, will win this game. And it is called, producer Jesse,
Gen Z or made up person. So I'm going to give you the name of a Gen Z celebrity or a made up person and a couple stats about them.
Okay.
And we're going to go around the room. You got to guess if they're real or a Gen Z celebrity.
I love it.
And Gen Z celebrities, it's like you either know them or you've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Let's start with Jax.
All right. So we're going to go around the room. Jenna Ortega, 18 years old, 8 million TikTok followers, star of a CW drama, 6.1 million Instagram followers.
She's real.
Real person or made
up? I think she's real.
TJ? We're going to go around the room so everybody gets a chance that round. Yeah.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real as well.
Jenna Ortega is a real person.
Yay! All right.
Everybody gets a person.
I'm taking the weight for that. You guys are just hopping along. Right? Get out of here.
All right. Isaac Diaz, 21, 25 million TikTok followers, 8.6 million Instagram followers, co-star of hit Netflix teen drama. TJ, you're up first.
Not a real person.
Adam?
I'm going to say not a real person as well.
Jax?
I'm going to say real person.
All right, that is not a real person.
Hey.
Boys.
We're not doing this again.
All right.
The boys.
All right, Avani Gregg.
Oh.
18 years old, 32.7 million TikTok followers, 1 million YouTube subscribers, 16 million Instagram followers. Adam, you're up first.
Not real.
Jax?
Not real.
TJ?
Not real.
You're all incorrect. Avani Gregg is a real person.
It seemed like too many Instagram followers.
Yeah.
I was like, those stats, that doesn't seem right. Yeah, those stats are too high.
All right.
She is real. Comments are on those photos. Though,
okay.
Right?
What?
All right.
Because she bought followers.
Okay. Jaden Bartels, 16, 3.4 million Instagram followers, 785,000 YouTube subscribers.
God.
Jax, you're up first.
Real.
TJ.
Real.
Adam.
Not real.
Jaden is a real person.
No! TJ takes the lead.
TJ's got 3, Jax 2, Adam 2.
Okay.
All right, next up. Isabella Marie, 19, former Disney Channel star, 534 YouTube subscribers, 24 million TikTok followers. Real or made up?
534,000 YouTube
subscribers.
No, just 534.
TJ, you're up.
Not a real person.
Adam?
Oh, not a real person.
Jax?
Real person.
Isabella Marie is a made-up person.
Yeah! Boys are at it again.
Boys.
All right.
All right. Final person. Sierra Capri. 22, 2 million Instagram followers, 1.2 million TikTok followers, co-star of a hit Netflix teen drama. Real or... made up.
And that's me starting?
Adam, you're up first.
Real.
Jax?
Not real.
TJ?
Not real.
That's a real person.
Oh! TJ and I are tied. All right, what's the tiebreaker?
Oh, we got to have a tiebreaker now. All right. How many followers, closest to without going over, how many followers does Sabrina Carpenter have?
Oh, man. On Instagram?
On Instagram, yes, sir.
I'm looking it up.
I'm going to say 20 million.
TJ?
I'm going to say 22 million.
TJ takes the win.
Oh! Yeah!
25 million.
So if you pick TJ, we're calling you back. Wow.
The king has returned.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you and your partner try to tackle a reno by yourselves, like small, big, whatever, how does it usually go? Like, I can remember, not like a reno, but I can remember every year when my dad and stepmom pulled out the Christmas lights. I thought that was the
end. It was a mess.
Now, they're still together. They're happy. But the Christmas lights thing was an issue.
I bet.
And I make it... It was always so funny because it was, you know, when your parents start talking to each other and you know it's about to, like,
yeah,
we're on,
yeah,
the edge.
Like,
there's the
off
tone.
And
yeah,
then it'd be, well, Ken, I know Sharon. Like, you know,
through
stuff
teeth.
Like,
through their teeth.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine this, but apply it to a relatively brand new couple. You and Val have been together for what, a year?
Yeah, a year.
Yeah. So, but a couple that's just moved in together and are putting in a floor.
Yeah. Because
that's what TJ starts today, is a floor,
yeah,
that he and his girlfriend are going to do alone. How many floors have you installed over the course of your 28 years?
Carry the two. Zero. This would be the first
floor.
Yeah, yeah. But I've watched several YouTube videos.
I don't want to out you on the radio, but
yeah,
darling, like, you're not the most handyman I've ever met. So
no.
I do worry.
No, definitely not. We've already gone through painting the apartment. And by we painted, I mean Val watched me do about three brush strokes, and then she goes, you know what? Maybe this isn't the job for you. So
that is actually?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Painting's fun. I find it, like, soothing, unless you have to do, like, six or seven rooms in a row.
Yeah. I did three brush strokes for primer, and she looked over my shoulder, and she goes, you know what? I think this is going to be a Val job.
Wow.
And that was pretty good on her part. So okay. I did all the busy work.
So the question I have for you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text, is when you and your partner try to tackle a reno yourselves, how does it usually go? And as an add-on bonus, I would like an over-under on the average amount of arguments you think that TJ and Val are going to
take
get into.
The over.
So,
yeah. Trust whatever the number is, take
so
the over.
If the number is three, are they going to have over or under three arguments over the course of this floor being installed, which starts again today?
Can I add a small caveat too?
Yeah.
Speak to our personalities. I am somebody that when I do a project, I swear at it the entire time.
Right. Yeah. You have to get angry at something.
Yeah.
To get done.
Exactly. Okay. And Val is the most patient human being on earth and does not understand how that works.
Okay.
So
there's a little bit of a work flow difference here.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep
so
track
worried.
Of the argument / tense moments throughout the week, and it's gonna be over or under. What do you think it is? And tell us your stories, too. And maybe give TJ some advice.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Does this fill you with excitement or anxiety? I am tasking you with doing a reno project at home with your partner and your partner only.
I feel great about it.
Do you?
Yeah. So that's what the position TJ's in. And there, listen, it doesn't mean that there's any faults in the marriage, but oftentimes you either can or you can't.
Yeah. And I have shown so many times that I cannot.
But TJ and his girlfriend Val are putting in a floor by themselves. They've installed zero floors between them in their own lives.
Yeah, but Val's from Peterborough, so I figure she might know how to do it.
Handier.
Yeah.
Okay, now, we got text in 999-999. We're capping the arguments at three.
Yeah.
So are you taking the over or the under? What are people saying?
Well, this text from Montreal says definitely over, TJ. TJ, please don't do it.
I'm glad that Quebec is laying it on
this,
by the way.
Moriel says, also, this. There's a lot of advice for you. A lot of people really are rooting for you, though.
Good.
Text from the 416, I leave the house completely. I don't come back until he's done for the day. Way too much testosterone to deal with. So she just leaves when
that won't have that problem.
Yeah. No, she's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Some more advice here from the 416. Someone just gets frustrated, and then we just both get drunk. Then we watch YouTube DIY videos. Try that.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's something that might happen.
A little bit of drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason your dad always had a few beers. Right?
Yeah.
That's
true.
Right. Yeah.
Now this last one, TJ. I think you should maybe listen to from the 647. TJ, if you like this girl, just take direction from Val. It'll be best for the long run.
I don't think you've got any problem with that.
No, I'm pretty good.
Can do that.
Yeah, I'm normally pretty good with that stuff.
But
although,
like,
I am a bit of a control freak, so.
Yeah. Genuinely help you take it, not, you know,
no,
just
I
be
think
patient.
Here's, yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to test the. We're going to test
so
TJ
nervous.
Out every single day.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask him, like, how's it going there? And depending upon if he is quiet.
Yeah.
You'll know it's bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he has a lot of good stuff to say, it means Val's taking the lead.
You know, we're all estimating that I'm going to have a hard time doing this. What if everything just clicks into place, and by the end of this, I'm like the handy property brother. You know, I just start building homes.
Yeah,
what do you guys think about that?
Imagine.
You'd have to imagine it, because that's where it's going to stay.
Exactly.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Ariana Grande.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Text from Toronto. Hey, TJ, don't break up with your girlfriend over your renovation. You guys will be stronger. So don't break up. You'll be stronger. Well, yeah, I guess you would be. we renovated our entire house, and we're still together 7,000 fights later.
Oh, okay.
That's a good love story, right? That's called working on it.
7,000 fights?
Yeah, that's what marriage is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Fighting?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess ask a married person. You're asking a divorced guy. So, anyways, we wish TJ the best of luck with that. And we wish you the best of luck with the rest of your Monday. Listen, it's going to be rainy all day today. Rainy most of this week, but we should get some sun by the end of it. And that should be really, really nice. It is April showers, right?
Yeah.
So, good luck, TJ. I hope you come back in one piece tomorrow.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.